The Lion and the Mouse. One day, a lion lay sleeping in the sun. By mistake, a small mouse ran over his nose. The lion woke up and caught the mouse. "Please let me go," said the mouse. "I didn't mean to disturb you. I was only looking for seeds for my hungry children." "What do I care about your children?" said the lion. "I am hungry too." "Let me go," said the mouse, "and I'll do a kind deed for you some day." "You make me laugh," said the lion. "How do you think a little creature like you can help a mighty creature like me? But yes, I'll let you go, because you make me laugh." The lion lifted his paw, and the mouse ran away. A few days later, the mouse heard sad roaring in the distance. "That's the lion," she said. The lion was trapped under a huge net. "I'm in big trouble," cried the lion. "The hunters will come back and kill me." "Don't be afraid," said the mouse. As quickly as she could, she chewed a hole in the net with her sharp little teeth. When the hole was big enough for the lion to escape, she said, "You see, I told you I would repay you, even though I'm so small." The Giving Tree. Every day, a little boy came to a tree. He climbed her trunk, swung from her branches, and ate her apples. As the boy grew older, the tree was often alone. One day, he came back. The tree said, "Come, climb and swing and eat." The boy said, "I'm too big for that. I want to buy things. Can you give me some money?" The tree was happy and replied, "I have no money. Take my apples and sell them." The next time, the boy said, "I'm too busy to climb trees. I want a house to keep me warm." The tree was very happy and said, "Cut off my branches to make a house." The next time, the tree was again happy to see him. "I'm too sad and too old to play," the boy said. "I want a boat." The tree said, "Cut down my trunk to make a boat." After a very long time, the boy came back. The tree was very happy, but said, "I'm sorry. I have nothing left for you." The boy said, "My teeth are too weak for apples. I'm too old to swing. I'm too tired to climb." "Well," said the tree, "I'm only a stump now, but that's good for sitting. Come, sit down and rest." The boy did, and the tree was happy.